mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito.
Ed ho sentito nel silenzio una una voce dentro me. E tornan vive tante cose che credevo morte ormai. E chi ho tanto amato dal mare del silenzio ritorna come un'onda nei miei occhi, e quello che mi manca nel mare del silenzio mi manca, sai, molto di più. Ci sono cose in un silenzio che non mi aspettavo mai. Vorrei una voce ed improvvisamente ti accorgi che il silenzio ha il volto delle cose che hai perduto. Ed io ti sento amore, ti sento nel mio cuore, stai riprendendo il posto che tu non avevi perso mai. Solo per pensare, tu lo sai, ma ci son cose in un silenzio che non mi aspettavo mai. Vorrei una voce. Ed improvvisamente ti accorgi che il silenzio ha il volto delle cose che hai perduto. Ed io ti sento amore, ti sento nel mio cuore, stai riprendendo il posto che tu non avevi perso mai.
Sorry. from the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, mild temperatures today with highs 72 to 76. Occasional rain showers tonight will taper towards morning, 62 to 67. Mostly sunny, slightly warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny, warm day on Monday near 80 degrees. Sunshine on Tuesday, cooler temperatures 70 to 75. Sunny skies Wednesday, lower 70s. And mostly sunny Thursday, middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
If calling for help puts you in danger, you can still reach 911 in Connecticut. If you need help and it's not safe to speak, or if you can't speak, you can now send a text message to 911. In an emergency, call 911 if you can. Text if you can't. Sponsored by the Connecticut Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, the Connecticut Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Gideon Fountain.
And I'm Jonathan Wilcox.
Our show is called
Your Greenwich House.
And therefore, it's about what?
Regional real estate trends, residentially and commercially, with an emphasis on Greenwich.
Exactly. We talk about what's selling and not selling in Greenwich, residential real estate mostly. And we try to keep it light. It's funny. It's a funny show, but it's also going to be useful and informative.
That's Your Greenwich House at its new time, Wednesday mornings at 10 on 1490 WGCH.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, welcome to the show. Excuse me, I tried to get a little Italian music in there for those that really like it. And I want to thank those that have called and sent me a text about how they would prefer a little more Italian in my Italian music that I think it's Italian. So good morning. How's everyone? 203-661-5051 is our number here in the studio. 203-661-5051. So yes, my daughter got married on August 24th. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day. And even if it wasn't a beautiful day, it was a beautiful day in our eyes. And she looked beautiful. And her husband now looks very, very handsome. And it was a great wedding at Giovanni's in Stamford. And it was a beautiful wedding. And nothing else to say. So everything went so nicely. It really did. My daughter said, Mom, what's your favorite picture of me and Ray? Which is her husband's name, or me and Anthony. I said, Leah, don't put me in that spot, okay? She goes, it's of me and Anthony, right? I said, well, a little bit. I love my son. I love them all. They had a great day, so congratulations to them. Just all good things happening. So anyone want to request a song or something? Anyone want to call me just to say hello? 203-661-5051. I would love to hear from you.
Pensare a me, continua pure la tua strada senza mai pensare a me. Tanto cosa vuoi, c'è stata solo una parentesi fra noi. Forse piangerò, ma in qualche modo bene o male tu vedrai, mi arrangerò. Anche se mai più sarò felice come quando c'eri tu. La vita continuerà, il mondo non si fermerà. Non pensare a me, il sole non si spegnerà con te. Non pensare a me, continua pure la tua strada senza mai.
andare. Oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, no wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veretto rapito, e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh. Andare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, e chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, no wonder my happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Nel blu dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù.
Al di là del bene più prezioso, ci sei tu.
This is for you, Ma.
Al di là del sogno più ambizioso, ci sei tu. Where you walk, flowers bloom. When you smile, all the gloom turns to sunshine, and my heart opens wide. When you're gone, it fades inside and seems to have died. Al di là, I wondered as I drifted, where you were. Al di là, the fog around me lifted, there you were. And the kiss that I gave was the love I had saved for a lifetime. Then I knew all of you was completely mine. Al di là del mare più profondo, ci sei tu.
al di là dei limiti del mondo, ci sei tu. Al di là della volta infinita, al di là della vita, ci sei tu. Al di là, ci sei tu.
Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, mild temperatures today with high 72 to 76. Occasional rain showers tonight will taper towards morning, 62 to 67. Mostly sunny, slightly warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny, a warm day on Monday near 80 degrees. Sunshine on Tuesday, cooler temperatures, 70 to 75. Sunny skies Wednesday, lower 70s. And mostly sunny Thursday, middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I have but one heart, this heart I bring you. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one dream that I can cling to. You are the one dream I pray comes true. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way. And nobody else before you ever has heard me say, my one love, my life, I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. Vicino mare, fragile amore. Ancora, ancora, per c'è spassare, su mare nare, e ti l'arezza, ma parlarezza, stonga. You are my one love, my life, I live for you.
Wasn't that beautiful? Mr. Jimmy Roselli. I can't play this right now. I have a guest that walked in. I'm so excited. Ricky Novakowski's here. Ricky Shepeta Novakowski.
There you go.
Is it working, Mick?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me see. Go ahead, talk.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
I hear you now very well. Ricky, it's been a long time that you're on the air anyway. Not that I see you.
It's been a while, yeah. And I hope I'm not upsetting all of Chickahominy by interrupting the Italian music, but...
I'll tell you, I get more calls from Chickahominy people that don't want English in the Italian music I play. They want strictly Italian music.
Well, they're the old throwback, the way the whole town at one time was when I was growing up, and certainly years before with my mother, my grandfather and grandmother. That's the town. Those are the roots of the town. You still got a lot of those originals in Chickahominy.
Right. Now, your mom was a Shepeta.
Exactly.
She was.
And her mom was an Intrieri. You know, you knew Freddie Intrieri.
Wait. Yeah. Freddie. Anthony Della Pietro,
that's my
Dennis.
Anthony, they're my cousins.
No kidding.
Their mom was my mom's first cousin.
So Viola.
Viola, yeah.
Was your mom's first cousin. What a small world.
Yeah. We lived three houses away on Harold Street.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, and my ex-husband spent a lot of time on Harold Street.
Yeah, he was three houses more down. He lived down, he was...
what a small world.
22, if I remember. 22 Harold Street was your
husband. Yes, the boys.
Yeah.
All the boys. So, Rick, I'm so happy to see you this morning. I said to you, when you have time, you come up. How are your children? I remember Mia when she was born. Maybe not when she was born, but she was about 3 or 4.
Time flies, as everybody knows. Mia's 18, and she's a freshman at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida.
No.
We're actually going to go see her this week. It's family weekend. So Thursday we'll go down, fly down and spend the weekend until Monday.
And how is she?
She's adjusting well. She got a cold this week. So I talked to her this morning. She's laying in bed and she's had a lingering cold. She said the whole dorm has
sick.
Something. I don't know if it's allergies or what, but
Could be.
She did come home for 5 days when the hurricane was on its way,
possibly
to Boca. It didn't hit Boca. It ended up going north, but she came home waiting it out until it passed through.
So, that was because she was home.
So we got to see her a little bit.
And you feel better that she's home. Really, she's safe.
She's safe, yeah. She was, 18 years old, freshman, just in college. She wasn't even there 2 weeks yet, so she needed to be home. And we needed to have her home at that time. But now she needs to be where she is in school.
She needs to be placed.
Exactly.
And how are your boys?
Boys are good. Dylan is a Soul Cycle instructor. He works in Greenwich a couple times a week at the Soul Cycle studio down here, right down the street here.
Wow, good for him.
He works in Westport, where he is right now, doing a class. And he's in Rye Brook. He's in Bronxville. 2 weeks ago, he did a couple of classes in California.
Did he
was
really?
In California for a few days, and he goes, they're Soul Cycle, and they put him to work at that locale.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That's how my daughter met her husband.
In Soul Cycle?
Not Soul Cycle. Oh. Or Spin.
Spin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He had the gym, and she teaches Spin there, and that's how they met.
Beautiful. It's so popular. And it's so popular. Yeah.
Is it, Rick?
Yeah.
A lot of people into Spin.
And not me.
No, me. No, I looked at my daughter's class. I walked out. I said, no, this is not for me.
No, you want to kill me?
Exactly.
And I left out Christian. I didn't mean to. I didn't get to him yet. But before I forget, Christian is at community college here in Norwalk.
Good.
And he's
good.
Working. He's
good.
Home with us.
Good.
And, he went to school in Rhode Island at Newport, Salve Regina.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years ago, after he graduated, he was playing football on Salve Regina, and he got a concussion before the season started. And I never knew took the seriousness of concussions necessarily to heart until it happens to you.
Yeah.
It affected his eating, his studying, his it really knocks you for a loop, and it takes time to heal. So anyway, we lost a year there because the year got away from us. Mm-hmm. By the time we realized how serious it was, February, and then we kind of lost. He came home. He's doing well. He's taking classes at Norwalk Community College, working home. He's a pleasure to have home.
That's not great. And it's a good ending.
Yes. No, it's not over.
All around, I like the ending where I can sip my champagne and say, this is good. This is good.
Put the feet up and sip the champagne.
The main thing is he's happy. He's healthy.
He's, yeah, he is.
And your little grandson.
Jackson is 7 now. He's in second grade. He's up in Rhode Island. And we get to see him a lot. We FaceTime him. He spent a month with us this summer. We for his fifth birthday, funny, last time we talked to him, for his fifth birthday, big one, we took him to Disney World.
Oh.
So he's going to be eight in April. So he's FaceTiming us the other day, and he says, I said, well, you know, we're talking about what holiday he'll come to Connecticut for, maybe right. Columbus Day, long weekend. He said, I think for my birthday, maybe I'd like to go to Disney World. You know, like it's next door and it's $10, you know?
You ruined him. You did.
No big deal. You know, let's just...
Sure, Jackson, you start packing now. We're going to go.
We're going.
We'll go.
We want to stay 2 weeks.
Exactly. But the innocence of a child.
Oh. And then you also you realize how much he loved it, loves it, wants to be there. And
enjoyed being...
It's all worth it.
You and Lori, you know?
Exactly.
And that's a big thing. That's a great thing.
Now, you had a wedding.
Had a wedding, Leah.
At the end of August.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
August 24th, Leah got married to the gentleman she met at Spin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very happy. She was showing us pictures the other night, just some proofs. And there came two pictures, one of her and her husband, Ray, and then one of her and my son, Anthony. She goes, come on, Mom, which one is nicer? What picture? I said, Leah, don't.
Put you on the spot.
Don't do this to me.
Uh-huh.
Don't do this to me. She goes, come on, because I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say, but tell me which one. I said, I think they're both beautiful and they're both family, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's the right answer.
Thank you. She goes, but Anthony gets it, right? I said, absolutely right, and don't ever forget it.
Nobody replaces the kids.
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, I mean, I love him. He's a very nice man.
Of course.
He's a very nice man, and Anthony's the best, my son, but... It's a tough, you can't say. She knew, she did it for that reason.
Because she knew the answer she was
going to
get.
Exactly, exactly. That's the reason why she did it. And, of course, Anthony Melillo, Bay, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's her father. He was there. And Gigi, and let me know, Tony, I forget the guy's name. Tony and Dottie. Tony, oh, come on. Oh, you probably know them, but I forget their last name.
Tony and Dottie from Stanford? Or
from Greenwich.
From Greenwich. I don't know.
Oh, man. Jimmy Santa Guida.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Santa Guida and Irene. It was fun. It was a nice wedding. It was an upbeat wedding.
You said Giovanni's, right?
Giovanni's, uh-huh. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And fun. It was very nice.
Uh-huh.
Had a good time.
Good.
You know what, Rick? When the day's over, we're happy for our children.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about.
Right.
These are the things we live for.
Right.
I mean, and you know, people get caught up in a lot of other things.
Yes, they do.
And it still remains the simple stuff that's important.
That's very important. You know, people get caught up in things that sometimes are not as important, yet they think they are for some reason. So and they take it seriously, so you have to go with that.
You know, you got to stay grounded.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I think a big problem in society today is God isn't there for a lot of people.
For a lot of people.
Beautifully
put.
Or actually only when they're in desperation. They don't thank God for things that happen every day that seem like the normal, insignificant things. They take them for granted.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you a funny story about a guy who didn't believe, just resisted. And he would only ask God for help when he needed it, and then he forget. So one day he's driving through a parking lot at a Home Depot. He's circling, was busy, couldn't find a space. So there, as he usually does, he said, oh, please, God, casually, please help me find a parking space. I'll go to church on Sunday. So he's circling. Right. Just then, within 30 seconds, a guy's pulling out of a parking space. Mm-hmm. So finally he finds a spot. He pulls in. He says, God, never mind. I found one myself. But it's funny, but it's true. It's true that people, that, you know, just everything, God plays in everything. I mean, so don't take it for granted.
In everything, God plays, you know.
See?
That was God.
There is.
That was God. He loves it, Rick.
You see that?
He loved your story, Rick. But you know what, Rick? And I'm not going to make this a religious show.
No.
But There has to be some power.
Yes, absolutely. Whatever it is, right. You know, it's. I mean, you know, we're not talking about anything in particular. Whatever it is for you, but I think it's certainly. Don't leave it all on you.
Right.
You know, that's all.
That's a good message right there. That's a good
message.
I leave it
in God's hands, and that's it.
Our lips are God's ears. We're talking to Ricky Nowakowski. Ricky, 203-661-5051 is our number. 203-661-5051. Now, when you don't have anything to do between 11 and 3, you come on up.
Standing invitation?
My God. Open standing invitation with Ricky. But, Rick, you've done a lot for the kids here in this town, Costco and all that.
Well, I don't know, particularly the kids or what. I just, you know, I've always tried to make a difference for the good of the entire town. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes special interests are catered to without the greater good of everybody else in the town.
Right.
And people, you know, I used to write a lot of letters. I ran for office in town, and I don't really write anymore. Although you may see one soon, you know, it's election season, but
coming up.
But you know, I think that if nothing else, by someone speaking out, I'm just a regular citizen like everybody else. I think it might inspire one or two other people who are in the same position who might not have wanted to speak before. Maybe that'll embolden them. Right. To say something, and right. I certainly believe that that does do it, and I think that there was, without getting into any issues now that we had and we advocated for, there was so much participation from a lot of people, mm-hmm. who by nature normally wouldn't do it, so.
Right.
You can make a difference, each and every one, and I think that that's what I helped.
And that's a great statement. You can make a difference, each and every one, because I don't think some people really believe that.
Well, you know, I'll talk about stuff. I'm very interested in politics, and a lot of times people who maybe feel they're not as interested will say to me, you know, I really don't know as much as they do, or I really don't know as much as you do. And I say, don't sell yourself short.
Right.
You're exactly who we need to hear from, whoever you are.
And they may say something that you didn't realize.
Exactly.
You know?
But, you know, we see people maybe on TV and think we give them this stature as if they're above or something. They're just like you. I mean,
just like, right.
You know, they're not only no smarter than you, in many cases they're not as smart as you.
Right, exactly.
So just because they have the podium, it doesn't make them certainly any more important than you, and probably not even more intelligent than you. You don't sell yourself short.
Don't sell. And how about Sam Romeo? Is he the best?
Sam is the best and has been for many, many, many years. And
You're a good friend of his.
Don't see him as much, passing on the road now and stuff. He's busy. There's a guy you talk about. You said you said that I've done. There's a guy, very selfless. What he's done for seniors, for disabled, advocating and doing and you know, Sam didn't get a fair shake necessarily in Greenwich politics when he ran, and it didn't deter him. He continued and still continues now to do all he can for the betterment of people in this town. Yeah. He loves the town.
He does. Yes. Greenwich matters. He does love the town.
Everything what inspires him is just doing good for the town of Greenwich.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said.
Excuse me. And walking away from it like he did nothing.
Well, that reminds me of a statement that you have. When I first heard it, I heard you say it. It came from your mom, I believe. But I think people, you know, it's not. I don't think she originated it. But that's where I remember hearing it about your mom. Your mom used to say to you, or still does, do good and forget about it.
Do good and forget it.
And I've heard, and I remember, it stuck when
really?
You said it. Absolutely. And I know it's not an original, maybe from your mom, but that's where I attribute it to, because that's what I remember.
She was saying that just when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do good and start talking about it.
Exactly.
Do
be
good
humble.
And forget it, because God knows.
God knows. And that's all that,
that's
all you need to know.
And that's all she always said to us.
Huh?
Isn't that funny how you believe it? Did you hear that, Ma?
I'll always remember that. Oh, and it'll always have been from your mom. That, yeah.
Grandma Flo.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, she still says it today.
Yeah. It's the simplest statements that mean the most.
And you know, Rick, Leah and Ray, Leah and her husband now, came to the house and asked my mother if she would do the grace before meal. Mm-hmm. She was blessing. And my mother looked at me. I said, well, don't look. You look at them and say how you feel. She goes, she's 95. She goes, I don't know if I can do that right now, Marianne. I said, why not? Who speaks more? Who talks more about God than my mother?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are plenty of people, but she does. So we're at Giovanni's, and the guy with the microphone?
The MC.
Thank you, Rick. He brings the microphone over to my mother and says, okay, Mrs. DeLuca, it's time for you now to say grace. If everyone could have her attention, this is Grandma Flo saying our Lord's Prayer of Grace. And she took the microphone, and she looked at me. And I looked at her very softly and said, Mom, you have to start speaking. And then as soon as she did, she was fine.
She was on her way. Yeah.
And then she said, and as Moses says, my mother's very religious, Rick.
I know that.
You know that.
I know that.
And she said, and as Moses said on the mountain, love one another.
Simple.
Done.
Simple.
Everyone stood up and started clapping.
Uh-huh.
And then she was finished. But, you know, at 95, I'm still listening to my mother, and she still teaches me things, Rick. And I'm sure if your mom was here, it'd be the same with you.
No, my answer was going to be my mom's gone and still teaching me things.
Beautiful.
So it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
You know, what I say a lot to people who lose their mom, mm-hmm. or their dad, mm-hmm. and the immediate time of losing them is an awful time. I mean, there's no getting away from it. And,
right.
But I always say what will carry you through mm-hmm. is. If it's true, and I say this to most people, because some people don't have that.
Right, right.
But I say what will carry you through is you are blessed. Like, your mom is 95.
Yes.
You're blessed.
Thank you. Thank you.
The time comes when she's 120 and she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be as hard or harder. It's actually unfair because it's harder because of what you have. The more you have, the harder it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you had nothing, it's easy. So just move on.
I believe
that.
That's great, too.
That's true. It's true.
It's true what you just said. Mm-hmm. If you had nothing, it'd be easier. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I see it every day, you know, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I see it every day. But I try to make her laugh. I pretend I'm dancing. You know the thing. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as she smiles, that's all I care about.
That's it.
Right?
And that's all she cares about.
That's right.
You know.
We're speaking to Ricky Nowakowski. Our number here, 203-661-5051, is our number here in the studio, 203-661-5051. So, Rick, tell me, how involved were you with sports in this town?
I mean, going back to youth, playing,
yeah.
you know, playing, in,
playing
and obviously
youth,
as a teenager
your,
and younger than that, I played in town leagues. My sons did. You know, I've coached, served on the town's Greenwich softball board for a few years,
mm-hmm.
and just in general, I'm a big fan of you know, professional sports,
right.
although they're not like they used to be, unfortunately.
Watch Yankees, Mets?
No, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Oh, Red Sox. They're doing pretty good, right?
Nah. They won last year, and they've won a lot recently. But they're having an off year this year. They're winning more than they're losing, but they're not contending, not at all. They're out of contention.
My nephew, through marriage, is a huge, he and his two brothers, huge Red Sox fans. Huge.
It's not easy in this part mm-hmm. of Connecticut. You go up further upstate, you know, it's Red Sox territory, but no, we're in Yankee territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's even hard for Mets fans around here because
Yankees.
Yeah.
Because of the Yankees.
Yeah.
But you taught, did you teach? Were you like a little like a coach or something on the softball or anything?
Well, softball is more of an adult thing, so I was playing. Town-run board of players from different leagues, men's league or co-ed league now, which mm-hmm. we have in Greenwich, which was a great idea. And so I served on that while I played.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And your boys played?
Football, baseball, yeah. And basketball. Christian loved basketball. GBA, Greenwich Basketball Association.
GBA, I love it.
And I think that goes from like when you're 9, 10 years old up until about right through high school.
And what do you think about the new coach, the football coach at Greenwich High?
Tony Morello.
Tony, he was on my show.
God bless him.
He what did, a
well
nice
deserved. Guy. I wish Aww. Him. My son is helping out with the freshman, the offensive line, helping coach the offensive line. But Tony,
what a nice guy.
I could tell you, John Marinelli, who was the coach that left, and Tony Morello, who was the O-line coach when my son played. My son never would have. He played college football, and that was unheard of. When uh-huh. he had the size. He had the desire. I think he was a little apprehensive. He just needed confidence.
Right.
And Tony Morello was just what he needed. That was his offensive line coach. Christian ended up starting on Greenwich High when they turned it, just the year they turned it around with John Marinelli after, I think, his second year there, where they ended up making the States, which they hadn't done. And he, in 2 years, he had the, John had them in the States. I think the following year they were undefeated till they got beat in the snow by Darien in the championship. And then last year was just, they just blew everybody away. Tony's been on that staff. Tony played at Greenwich High.
Right.
And when John left, that was his endorsed candidate,
right,
or that's who he said to, you know, implored upon Greenwich High. Uh-huh. This is the guy to hire, and I wish Tony all the luck in the world. Starting today against Danbury at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today, Greenwich Cardinals against Danbury. Good luck, Tony. He was on my show. He'll be back on October 5th. What a wonderful gentleman!
Awesome guy. Yeah,
and he's engaged to my two friends' daughter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's engaged to your two friends. Two of them. I know.
Tony's a fast worker.
I met her after the championship game last year, briefly coming off the field and just
Megan?
Saying congratulations,
yes
to Tony.
Yes.
And what a couple, yeah.
Oh.
And just they look so happy. Oh. Just good people, yeah.
That's it. Just like Tommy Orman, her father, and her mom, Donna Singari from Grade A.
Uh-huh.
Donna Singari.
The Singari family. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And ShopRite, right?
ShopRite, yes. Donna is her mother, and they're just really beautiful, down-to-earth, good people. And just like you said, they're so happy.
You could just see it. The two of them, you know, you could see it. Just and that was when I met her very briefly. I could just see the two of them. It's just – and they deserve it.
Yeah. Absolutely true. We're speaking to Ricky Nowakowski, 203-661-5051. We would love to hear from you. Call up and ask Ricky any question, or just say hello to Rick. Whatever you want to do, 203-661-5051. Ricky, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
So don't touch that dial, 203-661-5051, WGCH.com, and WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies, mild temperatures today with high 72 to 76. Occasional rain showers tonight will taper towards morning, 62 to 67. Mostly sunny, slightly warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny, warm day on Monday near 80 degrees. Sunshine on Tuesday, cooler temperatures, 70 to 75. Sunny skies Wednesday, lower 70s. And mostly sunny Thursday, middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Rick Hansen of Greenwich Library. Stone walls are an historic record in Greenwich. Learn more about our unique stone landscapes with Andrew Pighills on Saturday, September 21st from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the meeting room at the library. Concentrating on the stone structures of England and New England, Andrew draws comparisons between techniques, building styles, and even geology. He traces evolution of stone walls from colonial times to the present day, explaining how they fit into the garden and broader local landscape. Born in Yorkshire, England, Andrew Pighills is an accomplished stone artisan and horticulturalist. He is an expert in garden cultivation and management. Join us at the Greenwich Library on Saturday, September 21st from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. for Stone Walls and Structures of England and New England. Make a point to visit Greenwich Library. We'll help you find what you're looking for. I'm Rick Hansen of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Okay, we're back. 203-661-5051. Ricky Nowakowski is here. Ricky, like I said, his mom's a Chipetta. Ricky, you were always from Koskob?
Born and raised in Koskob, yeah.
Really, Rick?
Oh, yeah.
And here you are.
And you know, not only that, my wife was born and raised in Koskob. Her parents were, and her grandparents. So we and so were mine. So we go back with my children.
Yes,
that's what, four generations.
Yeah,
I think it could be
four generations.
Yeah,
wow,
four generations. Very unusual nowadays. Town's changed a lot.
Time's changed.
So the town has. So you don't see people; they're gone. A lot of the, you know, it's changed.
Yeah.
So it's And then I even know that some old friends, they'll see, like, we'll put on social media, we're out at Island Beach or at Todd's Point or wherever, something going on in town, and they're very envious because they're not here anymore. So we've been able to stick it out, you know, longer than a lot.
No, it's expensive. It's not an easy place to live sometimes. But when you're born and raised, you do the best you can, and you keep going.
Well, you know, my kids are at as I said, my last is in college now. So we, by being here, they've gotten a great education, been safe. It's a safe town.
Right, right.
So not a bad place to
Hang your hat.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's the best. I love it. St. Lawrence Club, what's going on?
St. Lawrence, I used to be involved there. Not anymore.
No more.
No.
It's a busy place, though, no?
You
don't know?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm sorry. No. Yeah, years ago, you know, Mike Chipetta was the president and ran things down there, and I spent a lot of time with Mike. Learned a lot from Mike.
That's good. When you can learn, it's the best.
Exactly. You know? Never stop learning.
Never. Like a sponge, get it all in there.
Marianne, Ricky, thanks for having me.
Ricky, thank you so much for coming. I have no idea how you surprised me.
Well, you have a great weekend.
You do too. Say hello to Lori.
I will. And say same to Steve, and we'll do it again soon.
We'll do it again soon. I look forward to it.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Anna. Ricky. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye, everybody. I'm Marianne. I'm tuning out for now. What do I want to say? Pray for all those fighting for us. Our world needs prayers. We need prayers. You know, as we put our head on the pillow, they're fighting to keep our head there. Have a wonderful weekend and never waste that opportunity to tell someone you love them. So long. Have a great weekend. I love you. God bless.
A dink a dink a dink a dink a simply means ink. A dink a doo. A dink a dee. Good night, folks. Signing off.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Humberto heads to the Bahamas. Son of Osama bin Laden killed. I'm Christopher Cruz. Tropical storm Humberto continues churning toward the northern Bahamas, which is already getting rain it does not need. Category 5 Hurricane Dorian hit the country early this month, causing catastrophic damage. As many as